USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another busy day for traveling, especially at the nation's airports. Airlines for America says it expects nearly 3 million travelers to fly today and tomorrow. As for highway traffic, congestion's expected to reach its peak in several cities today, including New York, L.A., and Chicago. Tomorrow will be the worst travel day on the highways around Houston, Boston, and Seattle. A Republican U.S. senator saying she's disturbed by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's comments that he's acting in total coordination with the White House to set up an impeachment trial to determine if President Trump should be removed from office. Lisa Murkowski says the Senate must be impartial during any such trial.
It means that we have to take that step back from being hand in glove with the defense.
This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
President Trump's unleashing attacks on a couple of political rivals in California, tweeting this morning that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is crazy and that California Governor Gavin Newsom is incompetent. Trump saying Pelosi's San Francisco district suffers from homelessness and crime and is one of the worst districts in the nation. He criticized her also for the House impeaching him earlier this month. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hustled off a campaign event stage after a rocket attack in the vicinity. Netanyahu did return to the stage and warned those responsible to start packing their things. And a few hours later, Israel launched a series of airstrikes against Hamas targets in Gaza. Four people found dead inside a home north of Albuquerque on Christmas Day. Indications are it was a murder-suicide. This is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Even though the stock market is showing record gains, people are still wondering if there will be a recession. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explores the topic.
As the economy continues to hum along with seemingly record highs on the stock market set every day, one of the things people are wondering, though, is when or if there will be a recession. Peter Marisi, professor of business at the Smith School of Business, tells Fox News,
"We're going to have a recession sooner or later. I mean, the notion that we are having a recession-free environment is silly. But in reality, we have recessions when people make mistakes in government policy. The trade tariffs with China were not a mistake. They were only polemically used by those liberal economists to basically trash the president. Mm-hmm. They hurt China. They brought China to the negotiating table. And now we have to see the substance of the deal. The tariffs on Mexico hurt Mexico. They didn't hurt the United States. They brought Mexico to the negotiating table, and now we're getting a better deal. The reality is his policies do work. We've had a shift. Basically, the Bush-Obama years were years of appeasement. We basically let people do whatever they wanted to us, and the American economy suffered. You know, these days, if you're a farmer in Wisconsin, if you lost your job because of the trade war and all that, it's not that hard to find another job. And by the way, the Wall Street Journal, you know, has verified that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.